Hopefully, like me, you feel the gentle quality that surrounds everything. And just give yourself to that quality. And if the mind's roaming around looking for what that quality is, just maybe give it an image. This quality is a dark, embracing, openness, for example. You might give the mind reassurance, tell the mind that this quality is unconditionally safe. And allowing of all things. And to the body, which may feel agitation, fear, unrest, maybe on a tactile level, see if you can evoke a feeling of friendliness. So you don't have to get rid of any feeling in the body. You just take that feeling and place it gently in gentleness. Effortlessly. Nothing needs to change in the body, in the mind. It's rather the opposite. Experience is free to be as it is. Because in the shrine of gentleness, there's no agenda with experience. It's like an unconditional playground for thoughts and feelings, a borderless playground. There's no danger. There's only one little switch that needs to happen, and that's the kind of recognition that that you are the openness, the gentleness. In which experience can play. Or if you don't feel that you are that openness, that gentleness, feel that it's right close, very, very close. So that you can at least surrender your experience, moment by moment. And if it doesn't feel close, if you don't feel you are that, it doesn't feel close, you feel like a fragment, then you have to sit quietly and patiently, still in the shrine you've come. Something brought you here, a longing. Even perhaps a sadness or a despair. And you just let that which brought you here be the call, the prayer. You don't have to do anything more. You don't have to manufacture anything. You just be here. And we may hover in different places. Sometimes we have a glimpse. I am this vibrating field of openness. The next moment, I am that which is surrounded and embraced in the openness. Touched by it, melted by it. At another moment, I am that which is separate. Longing for it. Of course, the whole time there's only one I. Contracting and expanding. But let's not get busy thinking about that. Let's just not think too much. So feeling our bodies, feel your body and then feel beyond your body the quality, feel that with your heart rather than with your mind. The usual body is a kind of web of sensations and densities and pulsations and aliveness. And then perhaps you can touch beyond the body, kind of beyond the thingness of the body, that it's still alive, that it's a quality of, maybe you could say, spaciousness, openness. Don't try too hard, because when we try too hard, we're back in that kind of thinking, straining. In a way, don't try at all. See that it's already the case that the body, for example, take the sensation of your hands. It somehow is surrounded with a quality of openness. It's not appearing in nothing. The sound of this voice is surrounded or embedded in a quality of openness. The feeling of weight of body and earth, where your pelvis, your sit bones touch whatever they touch. Of course, it's hard to explore this and not go into a thinking mode, because I'm naming this, and then the mind wants to find this openness and kind of manufacture it, and yet it isn't really like that. It's more like an openness of the heart, that every experience, and even that's not correct. But may my words somehow speak to the openness in you, of you, not in you, the openness that you are. Now feel the body, because the body doesn't necessarily feel open, and the body is thirsting for the openness, and we can help it. So feel the places in the body that are holding, that are tense. Maybe in the shoulders or in the jaw, or behind the eyes. Go there and just feel. Forgetting that this body is my body. Approach it fresh and new. You don't have any ideas that it's my body. It's just this raw experience that you're willing to taste fully, without any judgment or without any comparison. Feel where your legs and your hips meet the ground, and taste the quality of that meeting. Is it a meeting in the heart? Meaning, is it open? Is it loving? Or is it a kind of battle between me, the body, and not me, the earth? Pick what you prefer. And as you go along with the exploration, never ever try to erase the current struggle. When there's a struggle, a tactile struggle, a mental struggle, it's more like you have to stop and wait and listen deeply into it. That's a yes saying. The struggle then ceases to be struggle and becomes life. Becomes alive, and we don't know. We no longer know or need to know. Feel those places in the body where the separate self likes to take residence. Meaning the places of tension and contraction and density. And then when you go there, for example, you go to the shoulders or you go to the place behind the temples, between the temples, or the place in the belly that's tight. You go, you take the sensation in your arms. And you discover your arms are the openness. And you kind of bathe the sensation in this openness that you are. And you feel it, you let the body feel it, really. How far is this openness? How open is this openness? The body can become a kind of dance of sensations, swimming in borderlessness. It's like every sensation begins to dance with the openness rather than dance with the usual I, the body feeling. So the sensation in the shoulders, for example, it's as if it was free to leave the body, the me, the body, and go for a swim in openness. Everything that we hold together in cohesiveness to maintain the separate self, here in the shrine, it's allowed to go off for a swim. Everything can go off for a swim in all directions. And you were never that separate self. And you can discover that really as you let the shoulder, the right shoulder goes off one way, the left shoulder melts down the other way. The sensation in the neck just bathes in openness. The legs might do one thing and the arms another. And the eyes, they might choose to leave the eye cavities. But I, presence, awareness, I'm intact. I'm not divided in myself. I don't go anywhere. feel the possibility of surrendering the body like this, and maybe the fear. Or is it excitement, aliveness? Feel the breath, the coming and the going of the breath. If you're the openness and not the breather, what is that like to then taste the breath? Without any volition to breathe, what's that like? You will feel the breather. Just be patient, feel the breather, the pushing, the pulling, the holding. That's okay. Of course, we feel ourselves to be the breather. The one who has to breathe, otherwise she's in danger. But now approach this exploration of the breath without any knowledge that you were ever a breather. You're the openness, you're the tactile openness, and you feel the tip of your nose. Feel where the breath touches the nostrils. And let the flow of the in-breath through the nostrils and the pause and then the out-breath and the quality of temperature. And feel your belly with the breath, your lower abdomen. Without living inside the belly, just taste the belly with the in-breath. With the out-breath. So much living in the belly and the breath. So many layers. Can you relax the little muscles, the muscles in the lower belly, that they may expand with the in-breath, free, without pushing. Very tender, vulnerable. And with the out-breaths, it's like a relaxation, but more like a gentle contraction of the belly. Whatever it carries, this belly inside, in terms of feelings, no need to name them, feel them. Let them taste the openness all around. If they want, they can swim away. No rush, stay a bit longer with your tactile sense. Feel the back of the belly, like the lumbar region, the area in the lower back with the breath. It's like the mind will want to move on, move away, move somewhere else. And you say, no, we're going deeper. We're going deeper and deeper into the now of the body. Maybe feel the perineum with the in-breath and the out-breath. The touch with the earth. And then we move up a little bit with the breath. Feel the middle of the torso. You don't have any ideas. You don't really know the geography of the body. You're just raw, wild sensations. Feeling the middle, the area where the rib cage is. Just touching with the breath and welcoming the sensations. And feeling that they're surrounded with borderless openness. Hello. You are not me, but you're made out of me, and you are free to swim in me. That's the message. It's like you're undoing the body. Unclasping whatever clasps, unleashing whatever leash, uncorseting it, simply by allowing it, and the breath helps. Now feel the breath a bit higher in the throat, upper lungs, the place of sadness, grief. Maybe, maybe not. But don't think anything, you know, don't reach for anything. But it's the art of listening to the body. Sometimes we need the mind to help. If we feel the rumor of sadness or fear, it's okay to name it. Because naming is also divine. So if I name this place in the body where sadness lives or fear lives, it's an invitation. It's like an invitation for that feeling to come further up to the surface. But then it's that art of when to let go of the label, of the story, and just let the raw feeling come out into this embrace and do what feelings do when they are safe and welcome. And the breath is such a help somehow, isn't it? Not the forceful breath, but the gentle breathing. Feel with the breath in the upper part of the body, the throat, but also the face. Maybe feel that with the breath, you can touch the tensions that live in the face and the mask. Just gently, gently, in the ears, in the eyes, in the brain, behind the forehead. You just touch with the breath, say hello. You, whatever you're holding is allowed to move out into this warm embrace. Sometimes in my case, but it may be because I'm speaking, I have to take a deeper breath. And let out a sigh, but maybe the case for you too, or there may be yawns that come. Trust. Even sometimes if you need to pull that breath in and make an efforting breath, trust that too. Now feel the breath can travel from the root of the torso through the pelvis all the way up to the top of the head. Like a more vigorous caress, and with the out breath, a more vigorous caress, lengthening the breath even. Like you're washing the body with the in-breath, washing it with openness, and with the out-breath, spreading it out, you know, like you're I don't know how you call them in English, the places and villages where you went to wash your laundry with your friends. And here we are, we're washing our bodies together with the breath. Long inhale, the pause where you let the bodily sensation kind of touch the openness, and then the long out breath, celebrating the embrace, letting it know itself even more. Long in breath, vigorous washing out of the body. Long out breath. Feel the body and the openness begin really to mingle. The breath is moving in through the root of the body upwards to the top of the head, but it's also moving in and out through the pores of the skin now. And the out breath, it's a washing out and a releasing of the weight in all directions. Feel the body resting on the earth with the out breath. Really resting and surrendering the legs, the arms, the hands, the feet. Long in breath, it's an expansion outward. Long out breath, it's a surrendering of the weight, of the density. And in the pause, you just taste the borderlessness. Are you hearing me? Because somebody said they lost the audio. Can you hear me? Yeah. And just let the body now move with the breath and with the openness. So it's maybe the feeling is like moving in warm water. Start very slow, just the torso to begin with. And feel that rather than you're moving the body, it's these invisible currents of warm water are moving the body. So there's no need to direct it. And not just the physical body here, it's really the body of sensation and the body of feelings that has been moved somehow. Let the head be invited. Let the arms begin to be invited. They can move away from the torso. The the hands touching the openness, the fingers very alive, the space between the fingers. There's absolutely no right or wrong here. You just give the body to the currents and they know exactly what to do. There might be very subtle currents or big currents, like waves that may lift the torso or the arms. You feel that your body and your arms to begin with are made out of like seaweed. Let them move and be moved like seaweed in warm water. And then you include more of the body. The spine is a big seaweed. And let your body come to standing gently. So find a way, or let the body find a way to be moved up to standing by these currents. So it's a flowing way of coming to standing. Slow, take your time. Gravity, earth is helping. Make sure you have space, move whatever needs to be moved away. Find your feet, find your legs, find the earth, find the air, the touch of the air. Eyes are closed, and again, no right, no wrong, absolutely no right or wrong, just this surrendering of the body to the flow. Make sure the breath is somehow very married to the movement, but the art would be to not force anything, so let it be revealed. The feet are very alive, maybe playing with the weight. Make sure that instead of feeling I live in the body, feel I live as the openness, and this body is expressing me. I live as the borderless aliveness this body is expressing me. And then just let the freedom colonize the body. And let the feeling, the emotion, shape the body. So the currents are ever morphing. The currents that move the body, they're just pure tactility, but sometimes they're emotional. They have a color. They're red or blue or yellow. They're sadness, fear, or anger. Maybe you find your familiar way of moving, your familiar feet and pelvis and arms and shoulders and face when they are flowing movement, and you trust that. It might be a wild movement, it might be a very subtle movement, it might be quick, it might be slow. There might be a need in the body for a certain movement. Trust the strangeness or the weirdness or the shadow qualities that may arise, something irreverent, something wild, something dark that requires claws or teeth or crazy hair. Feel this body is allowed to be as big as it wants because the space is infinite. Those arms can reach as far out as they want. And really feel the hands and the feet, the palms and the soles of the feet. There's something special about those places. Yes. It's not always easy to go through the thresholds that allow free movement. There's lots of kind of barriers. The mind, the body has resistance, and the mind comes up with all sorts of opposition. Why are we doing this? What's the point? No point is the answer. Just for the pleasure of it is the answer. Yes. When you're happy with your dance, you can come back to sitting, to stillness. Take your time and give the body time to linger or travel back to stillness in its own pathways, with its own pathways. And as the body comes back towards stillness, be very attentive. What do the hands want to do? Where do they want to rest? Maybe they want to rest somewhere on the body, touch something in the body. Trust them. Again, the mind, you know, comes in, well, what am I doing? What? No. So simple and innocent. It's beyond comprehension. Feel that whatever is touched by the hands, the sensations or feelings, it's like you're holding a baby, an infant. That's all. And when you're ready, when it's okay to really come back to stillness, you do. And you recognize that you are always the stillness. Feel your body, your shoulders, your face, the place where the weight is usually held. Is it a bit more surrendered? Push the top of the head a little bit towards the ceiling. Elongate the spine, let it be long. Touch the ceiling with the top of the head. Use the breath as a helper. Drop the arms, drop the shoulders, drop the legs. Can the legs melt into the earth? Yes, and now don't elongate the spine anymore. Don't push it, just don't do anything. But feel the torso as if it were floating in openness. The arms are hanging down, the legs are hanging down. Empty body, now turning the torso towards the left, but don't do it, let it happen. Very transparent, very easy, the hands on the left knee and the head turns towards the right. Weightless head, easy. No thinking. Empty the right shoulder, meaning just lighten it up. It's like as soon as you feel density, feel lightness instead. Head floats back towards the left. It's leaving a trail of spaciousness, and now the torso turns towards the right, and you're just tasting the flow, a ripple in you. Smooth, ghost-like. And the touch of the hands on the lap. And the heat of the palms penetrating, and every sensation is a whole world. And now the head, feel the face on the left side is pulled into the space to the left. And you keep emptying the body. It's like an art. It's never ceasing, this emptying of the body. For no reason, on the top of the head, pushing the ceiling so that the spine is long. Yeah, and then you stop everything. You just taste the posture, the totality of it. It's one thing and you let it expand in all directions. You don't live in it. It's a plant blossoming in you. It's very alive, and the head floats back. Empty head, just a trail of openness. And the torso comes back. And the arms float into the space in front, lifted by cushions of air, weightless arms, long fingers, touching the screen. Touching the wall in front, going through the wall in front. Palms face one another. Feel the energy between the palms is pushing the palms open. And then the palms kind of push back. There's a little pushback. And then like a wave, the radiating energy push the palms away. You let them, but then no pushback. You massage that ball of energy, pushing it back, feeling it. Push back a bit more with the right palm, left palm, right palm. And again, the expansion, let the energy between the palms push the arms completely open now. Big open wings, right and left, no weight. Long, long fingers. If there's a bit of heat and intensity, let it be, let it radiate out. Feel your scapula behind dropping down into the back body. Don't live in the body. Live as the openness, and let this plant, this blossoming, gorgeous openness, radiate. And now the arms lift up towards the ceiling. The shoulders drop. Two hands on your shoulders, keeping them down. Palms are facing one another again, long fingers. Back of the head, back of the neck, licking the space behind. Feel your spine very alive, but the back of the body is melting down. Torso turns towards the left a little bit. I don't live in the body, it lives in me. And to the right. Feel that intensity that you would usually label uncomfortable, but here it's like just this heat. It makes you smile. Let it make you smile. Right hip, empty it. Torso comes back. Long in breath. And then with the out breath, maybe the arms float back down, right and left. Don't worry about the breath though. Natural breath. Touching the air, the palms, pushing the air. Letting the arms find their way back to the open, invisible space. They disappear. Let them disappear completely, the arms. Even after the physical arms stop, the arms of energy continue to dissolve. Now melt the spine, melt the lumbar region round the spine. Collapse it like poof and shake it a bit. Shake the head a bit, shake the shoulders, shake the hips, shake the breath. Yeah. And then stop. The body is still. Feel that you plant little seeds of space in all the articulations, in the hips, in the knees, in the ankles, in the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and in all the vertebrae, lots of space. And slowly let the spine unfold from the root, from the pubic bone. It's like it's unfolding and licking the space in front. You don't do it. You let it happen. You taste it. The heart area. Let it open. It loves to open. You may be arching a bit the spine between the shoulder blades, reaching back with your elbows, opening your palms. Face to the ceiling, but it's not the ceiling, is it? It's something else, the heavens. Long in breath. Long out breath. And then let the spine find its way back to a neutral position. So gentle. And then again, let the spine collapse. Huh, you can do it suddenly in a little shake. Breath, head, hair, shoulders, hips, everything shaking, an earthquake. And then you stop with the body. Make sure there's space in all the articulations and slowly from the pubic bone. Caressing the space in front. As the spine unfolds, as the torso unfolds, it's a prayer, a growing towards heaven, effortless, like a flower. That's what flowers do, don't they? That the arching between the shoulder blades happen effortlessly, the palms open as the elbows draw back. Your face bathing in the sky. Yes. And then slowly, slowly, the spine comes to a neutral position. Let the arms come together in a prayer position with your thumbs against your heart, your solar plexus. And the head, the chin towards the torso a little bit, the head comes down. Slow, don't force anything. Let these mudras, almost like they're appearing without any volition. Yes, and now slowly the hands open in front as if an offering, and the head comes up. Slow, let it happen. And then you continue with the next gesture. Trust it. It doesn't have to be a known gesture. And then you pause. And then you trust the next gesture. It doesn't have to be a spiritual one, don't worry. Just trusting the hands, the head. And then you pause. And the next gesture. You're in the shrine, remember, and there's an altar in front, and the body is just offering gestures. Just like we offer flowers to the altar, here we're offering gestures. And they can be ugly gestures. She takes everything. They might be old toothpaste tube gesture. But make sure you pause and you feel that it's not just a gesture, a posture, that even if it's contorted and ugly, it's beautiful, perfect. And then the next one. Make sure your heart somehow is participating. Yes. That pause is important somehow. That's the moment of offering. Of course, you're offering all along, but. And if sounds want to come, let them come, or a chant. Or a touch. Or a wail or a cry. Yes. A There's such an infinity of ways of praying somehow. And at some point you find yourself back in stillness and openness. Just enjoying yourself as this openness. Like a what? I want to say like a womb, like out of which all this can come any moment. This big, infinite, dark womb. That's what we are. And then we rest back in the darkness as the darkness. A good darkness, the dark mother. Feel her vibration. Hear her vibration right now. Just give everything over to it. Give yourself over to it. Whatever is left of that you. And don't do anything. Thank you, everyone. I think I lost a few people because there was audio problems, but thank you. Was it okay? Could you hear me? Yeah? Okay, I'm going to unmute you all then. Hi there. Thank you for following me, because sometimes I go off in unknowable directions.
Thank you.
Okay? Was it okay?
Thank you, Ellen.
Beautiful.
It was really beautiful.
Narina, we lost you at one point, did we?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I was just kicked out of the meeting. It just disappeared.
Very strange.
Yeah.
You're welcome back, Narina. Don't conclude anything of it.
No, don't worry. I know. Thank you so much,
and my mom. I think we lost my mother as well.
Yeah, and also we lost Helen and her husband. But oh well. But she left the chat saying that she couldn't hear, so that's why I was a bit perplexed. But we lost you again, Narina. Okay, well,
oh,
I hope you are all okay with all of that's happening in our crazy world. Yeah. And thank you for coming. And I wish we were together right now and I could make tea and we could hang out and chat a bit. Feel free to say, speak out because it's a small group. So welcome to speak. Are you guys okay? Are you okay? Yeah.
Yes. It was fantastic. Thank you so much, Ellen. A bath of, I don't know the word, peace. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Be very well, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Femke and Carlo and Sarah and everybody.
Thanks, Ellen.
Bye, Barbara. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ellen. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. Gonga.
See you Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Ellen.
You, Gonga, about one day you could chant for us, maybe, at the end. Would you like to?
Yes.
I mean, not today because it's the end, but I might email you. And just at the end, when on a Friday morning, it might be lovely to have a chant. Gonga is absolutely, she sings beautifully. Mm. Okie dokie.
That sounds wonderful.
Take care, everyone.
Good bye, weekend, Francesca. Everybody.
It's nice that you're coming.
Me too.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye, Ellen. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, Narina.
Ciao, ciao.
Sabina.
Ellen, I would love to have tea now with you.
I know. It would be lovely. And with Hilka. Hika. Hilka. Yes. I always say Hilka. Yes. No, there is an L there.
Hilka, yes.
What is it, Sabina?
Are you feeling okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. We're locked down. We're in lockdown again.
I know. We are too.
Are you?
Yeah. So thank you so much for the session. It was so beautiful.
Moi, thank you. It's whatever it is. it's so nice just to be together, really, and to explore like this a bit. All right. Bye, Gonga.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Yes.